Hello. 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 Oh, snuffly. Hi. Hi. Hello. Howdy. How's it going? How you doing? What you doing? How you doing? How's it going? What you doing? How you doing? How's it going? How you doing? I sound like Gwub, bitch. I'm sniffly. I have to blow my nose like every 5 minutes. I miss you guys. I haven't been able to stream anything. I brought my laptop and everything, but the internet's bad. So I couldn't. We'd start the day with Rain on her stream, and then I come home to bad internet. So I couldn't do anything. I think this is holding up okay, though. I think. I hope. Why are you laughing at me? What did I do? I didn't do nothing. I'm in bed. But I'm not sleeping yet. I was really, really tired. I almost fell asleep in the car when Raina was driving us back. But then we ate sandwiches and s'mores, and now I'm awake. I'm cozy, but not cozy enough to fall asleep. I think? No. Nothing I do about it. Sucks, though. Space is going smoothly? Okay. I think I'm actually on my data. The Wi-Fi is turned on, but it says I'm on my data anyway. Well, that's fine. That internet, if I can't hold a Twitter space, yeah, that'd be really bad. That'd be really bad. No more apple juice. I don't want to drink apple juice. I'm sick. Caffeine would help with me. I don't want to drink caffeine right now. I don't know. I'm torn because I am sick. And part of me is like, don't sleep because then maybe you can sleep on the airplane. Because I don't like airplanes. I'd rather sleep through it. And the other part of me is like, sleep so that you don't, maybe you'll feel a little better and you won't be as sick on the airplane tomorrow. I don't know what to do. I'm gonna buy like $50 cold medicine at the airport because they overcharge for everything there. I'm having fun with the Goyles. It's been so much fun. It's been so much fun. Did I manage to sleep on the flight over? Kinda, yeah. Kinda. But it was like, you know when you like are nodding off and you're like half asleep? So like time passed quickly, but I don't think I was fully, like completely asleep. I was just a little bit asleep. But it still helped the time go by quickly, so I'd like to do it again. If I can. You feel better soon. Thank you. Drink all the apple juice you could drink the other day. I only had 3 drinks. I think everybody thought that we got like trashed because we were all sick the next day. But I think we ate bad food. Because we like had a couple drinks and then cut ourselves off. Nami was like, alright guys, time for snacks and water. And then bedtime. Yeah, hold on, I need a tissue. Hold on a second. Gross. Gross. Disgusting. DoorDash some medicine. I guess I could have, but would it, with DoorDash fees, would it really be cheaper than buying it at the airport? I don't know. Sleeping on the plane makes most sense to me, yeah. Sure, she could drive me to get some medicine if I need. That's true, I'm sure she would. I just don't want to ask because she's been driving a lot. I don't want to make her drive anymore. Uber to the local Walgreens. Nah, it wasn't Nami's cookie. Nami's cookie was really good. We ordered food that night. And then we all had tummy hurt in the morning. Zoomed in, it was 6 and she couldn't talk much. I don't know. I mean, her voice is mixed up, but I don't know if she was sick, though, or if she just lost her voice. But she wasn't sniffly like I'm sniffly. So I don't Yeah, they don't have live chat in Twitter Spaces. I know, terrible. Yeah. Pick some up real quick on the way. Maybe if there's something on the way, I could. Yeah. Possibly. I hope so. I think it'd help. I've been sick for 2 days. I should have got some earlier, but I don't know. For some reason, when I'm like sick or like in pain or something, I'm really bad about taking medicine. I don't know why. I'll just be like, well, I shouldn't take it until it's like really, really, really bad. I just feel like, I don't know, it doesn't make any sense, and I don't know why I do it. But I'll be like, I'll just like feel like I'll put off taking it and be like, oh, it's not that bad, it's not that bad. When I should just take it anyway. Yeah. Where's Kauai's residential driver? Yeah. Vin Diesel. Yeah, you can use emotes here. Did the pain get better? Yeah! Okay, but see, here's the thing, is it was bad before, and I kind of like ignored it, and then it went away, and then it came back, which was the last time. And now it's kind of gone away again. And I'm like, I don't know. It's a mystery. A medical mystery. They did like CT scans and everything and said there's nothing wrong with your body. And I was like, good to know. Thanks. But why is it hurt? But I feel okay the past few days. The last like bad day was the day before I left, and then the next day I felt a bit better. Something stress related, maybe. I don't know. The body's weird. It could have been anything. Hopefully it doesn't come back though. I'm an anomaly. I'm an anomaly. A medical mystery. I need to be sliced open and studied for science. I don't know. Don't think I think maybe I'll sleep like a little bit, but try not to sleep too much. Wayne is picking us up in 8 hours from now. So I'm gonna wake up in 7 hours from now. So I'll just try to stay awake for a little bit. Yeah. You get sick a lot? I do. I don't know why. I used to have the beefiest immune system. My immune system used to be so beefy. I didn't get sick for like 3 years. And then we were locked away in our homes for COVID. And then my immune system went kaput. It went kaput, and now it's bad. And I get sick all the time. Hey, I'm sick. I guess that means we have a cover coming or something. I'll go record something. Get slicing. Yeah, I'm a cryptid. I'm the newest cryptid. Bright and early, yeah. It's all Kawaii's fault. No, Kawaii. What's Kawaii's fault is my lactose intolerance. Cause I be oh, ow. I became lactose intolerant like right after I joined Kawaii. It was crazy. But then Kauai happened. Dun dun dun. They took all of my body's protections. Been sick a lot since to be. I know, it's pathetic. I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, how do I stop getting sick so much? How do I boost my immune system? Patient zero got to get sick every time. Taking the vitamins and sun? No and no, definitely not. That's it. I know I need to take multivitamins, but they make my tummy hurt. And it's because you're supposed to take them with food, but I don't always remember to take them at a time that I'm eating. But if I take them when I'm not eating, then it'll make me throw up. If I found a multivitamin that does not cause nausea when on an empty stomach, then I would take vitamins. Still waiting on another Gen 2 song cover. Exercise and vitamins. Yeah, I'm definitely not doing enough of either of those. Okay, I guess it's not enough to like drink a lot of water. A new test for allergies. A new allergy. I don't think I've ever officially tested for allergies. I just know that I'm allergic to carrots and that I have like seasonal allergies in the springtime. But they haven't been bad this year. Well, that's a lie. There have been a couple days that it's really bad, but it's not like every single day. There you go, vitamins after eating, sun and light exercise. Okay. When do I have time for all that? When do I have time for all that? There are not enough hours in the day to do what I need to do and also take care of my body. There's not enough time. Best with fatty food, vitamins? What's a fatty breakfast food? Need a snack with them at the least, I know. Imagine being allergic to carrots. And I like them too. And everyone's always like, carrot cake is so good. And I'm like, oh, it must be nice. It must be real nice. Allergy tests I've heard sound like they suck. Don't they just like scratch you with a bunch of things? I want to find out if I'm allergic to bees. Because I know my grandpa was allergic to bees. And the movie My Girl scarred me as a child. And I think about it a lot. I've never been stung by a bee. I used to catch bees all the time in like butterfly nets, but I somehow never got stung. I guess I was just very skilled. Not to toot my own horn, but I'm a pretty good bee catcher. But I'm like, oh my gosh. Sometimes I'm outside. What if I get stung by a bee when I'm like in the wilderness or something? And then I'm like, oh crap, I'm allergic. And then I just die in the woods because I didn't know I was allergic to bees. Wouldn't that suck? That'd be awful. Seasonal allergies? Wait, what did I say? Carrot cake's so good, you're missing out. Your mom is missing out. Imagine being sick. Bees are pretty chill most of the time. I caught wasps too, though. Aren't they meaner? I didn't know the difference between wasps and bees when I was little, so I would catch all of them. But I heard they poke you with a lot of needles or something. Ew, I hate needles. Yuck. Yeah, the she keeper. The she beekeeper. People with dirt and sun allergy. I watched a video one time about a girl that was allergic to water. And so, like, she couldn't take a full-on shower. She had to just, like, dampen a rag and, like, wipe herself off. Or she would break out. Does that sound awful? Still got it, yeah. A god of emo. Yeah, we do need a god of emo. You're right. I think we have an extra emote slot. I don't know what a Gotham emote would look like, though. Got stung by a wasp a couple times when throwing stuff at a nest. Well, why were you doing that? That's why you got stung. Mess around and find out. Jeez. Only caught beetles. You ate earthworms! Ew! Why did you you do that? I caught earthworms and beetles. I like caught bugs, but I didn't eat them. Could you drink it? Drink what? Is it possible to be allergic to sunlight? I don't know. Oh no, I'm not a scientist. Imagine being allergic to oxygen. Whoa. That would suck. I think you wouldn't last very long. Still have a few emote holding spots. Yeah, that's the one I know of. Isn't that the only one? You ate ants as a kid? My friend growing up ate ants because she said they were a good source of vitamin C. And we'd sit outside, she'd just like squish them and eat them. Ugh, so gross. I never did it, but I watched. That's done because I went to retrieve my ammo. I did a perfect roll. I grabbed it. Still got stung. Dang. How cool would it have been if your roll dodged the sting? Man. I don't know how late I should stay up. I feel like I need to get like a tiny bit of sleep. But not 8 hours, that's too much. Earthworms got nutrients? That's disgusting. You know what's extra disgusting? You know why that's the worst bug to eat? Because don't they have like 5 hearts or something? So it's gonna wiggle around so much while you chew it. It's not like a bug that you could just like bite and kill instantly. Like, it's gonna wiggle around in there. It's disgusting. Only got stung by a sweat bee? I don't know what a sweat bee is. My past job, I got stung so often, I got used to it. Was the guy that called the art of wasp nest? Oh my gosh. Jeez. And I don't know, I heard it really hurts. How'd you get used to that? Sleep for 9 hours. No, I cannot. I gotta go home. I know I should rest a lot when I'm sick, and if I didn't have a flight tomorrow, then I would take a full night's rest, but I do. So I don't want to rest so much that I'm gonna be awake the whole time. Slurp down like noodles, that's awful. And you know what? I went through a phase where I couldn't eat spaghetti because it made me think of worms, so thanks for reminding me. Now maybe I'll hate pasta again. Line up the worm with the curvature of your... Ew! Oh, that'd be... Ew! Gross. I hate sweat bees. Forgot about them. I don't know what a sweat bee is. I like when my food fights back a little bit. Like when your mama fights back a little bit. Oh, my God. And when she'll be happy. I know! She will be happy. I miss her. I miss her very much. First sting hurt like a mother father, but after a few times it was like, ah, I've been stung. I imagine you literally going, ah, I've been stung. And just continue. Let's go. Imagine that happening the next time you have salmon Gross. Disgusting. I think a pasta with lots of... No! Ew! I like a booze. What? Other dogs might miss you by any chance. I don't know. Looks like they're called sweat bees because they're attracted to sweat. What? Abuse? What? What? Well, just stop being sweaty. Just stop being sweaty then. Easy. Don't be stinky. Don't get stung. stop. Just stop it. She confirmed me she doesn't miss us. No, that's not wasn't the question. The question was, did you guys miss me? And I said, I don't know. And that's when you were supposed to be like, she, I miss you so much. I'm literally crying and foaming at the mouth and shaking around because I'm just freaking out because I miss you so much. And yeah, I've been here for like 4 days and I'm losing my mind. She, please. So I'm a little disappointed. That's okay. That's fine. It's whatever. Abuse equals abuse. Okay. I need to learn the slang. All cool kids use. Take a shower, Stinky. I did take a shower today. You kind of did, huh? Miss me? Yes, Five Head, of course I missed you. Okay. Yes, I missed you so much. Would I miss my favorite YouTuber? No. Guess I missed you or something. Always miss you. Baby, come back. Okay. I guess maybe you guys missed me a little bit. Maybe I missed you guys a little bit too. Maybe. 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 Feels weird not having our mate around. It does feel weird. I'm used to stream all the time. It feels weird to not stream. I mean, it felt a little nice to be at like Raina's stream, but it still wasn't like my stream, you know? It's not exactly the same. Didn't notice you weren't streaming the last few days. Whatever. Only a little bit, though. Only a little. Just a crumb. She's so cute when she tries. What? What do you mean when I try? When I try what? Holy moly, it's loud. How's the singe? Oh, I didn't burn myself. That was mommy. She's fine. Don't miss you because I heard you earlier and right now. Whatever. You're in Arena's team? Your time slot's been super empty. And I don't to do with all the extra time. Oh no! Oh no! Evenings have been weird. No! Is it cloudy out? The view is beautiful tonight. I don't know. I don't look outside of windows at night because I'm a scaredy cat. So I couldn't tell ya. I just want to be not sniffly anymore. Guys, what if I'm this sniffly on an airplane? Like, I'll feel so bad with whoever I'm sitting next to because I'll have to keep either blowing my nose right next to them or getting up to blow my nose in the bathroom. Like, a lot. Even Squidward misses you. Thanks, Squiddy. Streams are such a normal part of my days. It's been so weird. I know. It's just been weird not streaming. Write my snot on my on their shirt? No. Gonna get kicked off. No way. Everybody does after COVID when you're sick. I mean, I don't always feel bad being sick. You know, if you have an aisle or a window seat? No. I don't. I don't know where I'm sitting. I wonder if they told me. Squidward dancing. Probably won't mind it. I know I probably would you? I mean, I'd prefer to not sit next to a weird or a sick person. But I wouldn't be like, oh, get away from me, you disgusting little piece of garbage. But I'd kind of be like, oh, let me not breathe in their air as much as I can. Layover, yeah, I got layover. Yeah, it It's always cheaper to do it that way. It's always cheapest. I was trying to not spend too much monies. I'll see, it might help though. Yeah, I don't get to choose now. I could have to climb over everyone to blow your nose, yeah. The letter on my ticket, I don't know if it has one. I think I just let them put me in a random seat. So I don't know if I have one yet. Maybe I do, I don't know. Four ply when I cry. Yeah, I won't know till I'm there and I print off my thingy. They will not know yet. If it's a cute girl, then I'll make an exception. I'm not gonna look cute. I'm gonna look like a little rat on the airplane. I always look like a little rat on the airplane. I wear my cozy clothes and I wear my socks and my sandals. I look crazy on the airplane. Did I shop with the Goyles? No, we didn't do any shopping. We did swimming and we did like just hanging out at the Airbnb. We went out to lunch earlier today though. There have been not really any, like, outings. We're just, like, hanging out together. Nothing new. Well, I don't look like a rat every day. It's only when I'm on an airplane I look like a rat. Socks and sandals get off and play. No, because sandals are comfortable. And socks because you get cold on the airplane. I don't wear it normally. I only ever wear socks and sandals on the airplane. That's it. Can finish listening to your book. Guys, I finished the book, actually. I finished the book, and I don't get it. I don't get it at all. The end of the book was like, no, there's this man standing here, like, introducing a new character. I don't know. I think they're finally gonna get into the plot, it sounds like, in the second book. And I told my mom I finished it. And I was like, man, they took way too long to get to the plot. And she was like, well, they're in it now. She fully expects me to read book two. Yeah, it wasn't even a question. She was like, I'm gonna start book two this weekend. You're gonna like it. The second one's the best. I'm like, okay. So, you know. I guess I've got another book ahead of me. So long to my backlog of books that I wanted to actually read. But it's basically just a lot of specs. In the first one? Yeah, pretty much. The first one, that's my problem with the first book, is that, like, it's so little plot. It was just like her sorting out her feelings about these dudes and, like, spicy scenes. And then they finally start getting the plot at the very, very, very end. But I still don't fully understand what it is. Oh, no, I do. They explained it. But, I mean, it sounds like it could be an interesting plot. I just wish that they didn't take a whole book to get to it. But, yeah, I think I will be listening to book two. I think this is one of those things I'm just gonna have to suck it up and, like, read the whole series. They're not that long. The first book was, what, like 10 hours of my life. I've wasted time on worse things, probably. Because it would just make my mom happy to read it, because it's one of her favorite series. So I should just do it. Hi! I am having fun, thank you. Pants are off for 65. What? No! It's like Random Girlfriend Without the Spicy. I don't know. I watched only a couple episodes of that. But I hear it's really bad. So I don't know. I haven't actually seen it. I don't know. I'm maybe holding out faith too much, but I'm like, she says the second one's good, so maybe it'll get good. Maybe. pants are off for 100% of the book. What? Never even read it, and I can understand the plot. What do you think the plot is? Of the book I read? It's halfway to your book New Year's resolution novel? Yeah, hey guys, I finished a book. One more. I think, you know what? I think I'll actually read more than two books this year. At this rate, because I'm gonna rush through these ones so that I can get to the ones I actually wanna read. I think I'll read a couple books this year. If I keep going. Thanks to my mother's peer pressure. Yeah. Did think the last few chapters had me a little more intrigued at least. Yeah, because they like said kind of what was going on. The first like 90% of the book, they're like, I'm so mysterious. I have all these secrets, but I have reasons for them, and I can't tell you, and I can't tell you what's going on until it's time, until I can really, really trust you, and you're like, once you're in this, you're in this, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And then they finally explained it, and it made a bit of sense. So I'm hoping that storyline gets, like, really interesting. It sounds like it could be. And hopefully with an actual plot going on, there will be less time for me to think about how much I hate all the characters. Which would be pretty cool. Proud of you, Super Star. Thank you. If you're gonna read more than one, you gotta finish the series. Well, I know. I think I will anyway, because my mom wants me to. Don't think there's any plot. It's just a romance book on, like, rom-com. Well, that's the thing. That's what I was thinking at first. And I was like, if it's gonna be just a romance book without any plot to it, I need to like the characters. And that was my big issue. But now they're starting to introduce a plot. Like at the very, very end of the first book, they started to introduce a plot. So I think the second book will actually like focus more on that. I'm hoping. Who do I hate the most? The girl, the main girl. I hate her the most, I think. I don't know. I really don't like Dominic either. He's just mean. But I think I hate Cecilia the most. She's so annoying. I'm just like, my dad's a witch and I don't like him. Oh my gosh. I like this guy, and I like that guy, and I like this guy, and I'm looking at his shoulders and his blood chest. I'm just gonna eat them up with my eyeballs and talk about it for 2 pages straight because I'm a little beep. Keep it together. Keep your pants on, girl. I'm so edgy. I'm so edgy and feisty and cool that I say curse words. I don't like her. I don't like her at all. If your mom likes it, it must be good, right, guys? Yeah. Dominic is it? Yeah, I don't like him. He's mean. I don't particularly like Sean either, but I definitely like him better than Dominic and Cecilia. She acts like a know-it-all, too. Yeah, she does. Little Miss Daddy issues, yo. Sounds like what? Kazuya? Jumping in the pool and screaming curses. Oh my gosh, that was the worst section I've ever read in a whole book. She's like, I woke up and I wanted to go for a swim, so I jumped in the pool and I just yelled a curse word as I jumped in the pool because it just felt right. I'm like, okay. Weirdo. So edgy, so cool. I bet she wears leather jackets and red lipstick and drinks beer. I bet. Actually, she does. In fact, I'm pretty sure that she does do all of those things. She does do all of those things. Little Miss Edgy, look out. Look out. Yeah, she is a character. Quite literally the main character, unfortunately. I do the same thing, but why? No! Why? She's so stupid! She's just so stupid. Remember the red lipstick? Yeah, she's like, I can put on my red lipstick tonight. look super hot. Drives a motorcycle with spiked wheels. Oh yeah, she also likes fast cars. She likes driving real fast. And she's like, let me drive your car. And he's like, there's no way you're gonna drive my car, my big fancy fast car. She's like, oh my god, I'm totally gonna drive your car one day. Whether you like it or not, I'm gonna drive your car. Drive this car super fast. Oh my god. Shut up. So annoying. She drinks girl beers though. Oh, does she? Does she wear sunglasses at night? I don't know. Because, like she said, yeah, it feels good to drive in a really fast car. How exciting! All right. You're a danger to everyone on the road, ma'am. Oh my god, we outran the cops. He's so hot because he drove so fast and lost the cops. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, he's so cute. Shut up. Shut up. I like her. I'm gonna yell frick next time, yeah. She wants to not being allowed to drive his car, she does. Okay, but like really fast, like really fast, like so fast. They outran the cops, you guys. What in the world is a girl beer? I don't know. Is it a beer that actually tastes good? Is there such a thing? Or is that like a cider, maybe? Is a cider a girl beer? I have so much more respect for you now for saying that. Wait, what did I say? I just complained about a book character for like 10 minutes, it feels like. Hope they never make a movie out of this book. Don't say that to my mom, she'd be heartbroken. Because this book that's on my reading list that I want to read, that I'm going to read as soon as I finish these, is getting a show. And my mom's bitter about it, and she's like, that book wasn't that good. I think they should make Flock into a show, because it's so good. We'll see. I need tissue again. I can breathe. Oh, he's doing, but yeah. He's breaking the law. He's so hot because he's breaking the law. Oh my gosh. Okay. Have fun. Sending him letters to jail. Have a good time. No, but they're cool. They're too cool to get caught, you guys. They're too cool to get caught. Don't tell my mom! She was already heartbroken after I left. What do you mean? Yeah, I don't know. I'm holding out faith for the second book. And if I really don't like the second book, as much as I don't like this one, then I'm sure the third book won't be good. Because my mom did say the second one's the best. We'll see. Corey break the law as well by saying, frick, that is illegal. And I'm calling the police right now. Hi. My mom said that she is starting the second book this weekend. Well, because she's rereading them, because I'm reading them. And she was like, oh my gosh, I'm so scared to start the second book again. I don't want to go through this emotional torture again. I'm going to be scared all weekend. I was like, oh my gosh. Is it really that bad? I can't imagine. I can't imagine something that could happen in the book that would make me that heartbroken. But I feel like it's gonna happen. I'm just gonna be like, oh. Because my mom actually likes both the guys in the book. She doesn't like the girl, but she likes both of them. And I don't like them very much, so I feel like I'm not gonna be very heartbroken whatever happens. But it's gonna happen. She's like, oh my gosh, did you get to this part? Did you get to this part? And then she's gonna wanna talk about it. Maybe I should pretend that it's like really sad. Maybe it will be. I'll hold out hope that it is really sad. I don't know. She's just so excited that I'm reading it. I don't want to disappoint her. The second book's bad. It's time to seriously judge your mom's taste. Yeah. I was listening to the first maxi scene while I was shopping and I had to sit down to take a break. I know the book is really graphic. It's a really graphic book. Like, unnecessarily graphic. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, and because it was even worse because there was like no plot in between. It was just like talk, talk, talk. Spicy scene. Talk, 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 talk. Spicy scene. The second book just doesn't end on a cliffhanger like the first one. Yeah, me too. Get your mom to read something in retaliation. Well, I haven't read anything that she hasn't, I don't think. My mom reads a lot. She reads a lot. Joined that emotional torture and got immediately confused. Now they're talking about a book. Yeah, Bonnie the Bone Machine. Listening to that while shopping would probably get looks for laughing loud. I listen in my car. That's where I listen to my books. And it's like, you know when you listen to something, it's so embarrassing that you like actually like it makes you talk to yourself, like actually like audibly would be like, oh my God, like screaming. Is that embarrassing? Goku, what? Goku. Dragon Ball Z crossover? That's usually how it goes in life. Lots of talk and then. Is it? There's no plot? Man. Yes. The first 75% of the book is like spicy chapter, talking chapter. Yeah, pretty much. That's what it felt like. Must have been a good read. No, it was not a good read. It was not a good read. Cringeworthy. It's me when I read my own writing. Oh no. The lake is definitely like I. Yeah, the lake was like. I was like speech. I didn't know. Like, I'm still like I can't. It was so bad. It was so much worse than I ever thought it would be. I don't know what I was expecting, but it was not bad. It was not bad at all. It just ruined everything because if it's gonna be a romance book, at least like make it. Oh no, cute. Like, oh, how sweet. Warm and fuzzies. How cute. Soiled it. Absolutely soiled it. I hated the lake. That does not give me warm and fuzzies. What page did it start on? I don't know. It was on my Audible. What chapter? What? I want to say it was like chapter 20, 26 or something, or 24. I'm not sure. Even if the warning you gave us, that was still so bad. It was so bad. Was it gross spicy? Yeah. Yeah, like gross spicy and like just. It was gross spicy and just like not the kind of romance story that I would find enjoyable. It was just, and it was so graphic. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. The lake is peak. What do you mean? I hated the lake. I hated the lake. I hated the lake. Oh my gosh. And then I was like, well, I guess that's what this is now. Like, I don't know. Like, love triangle ruined, I guess. Or, like, fit. I don't know. It was her choice of, yeah, okay. Oh my God. I couldn't take it. Like, no, it's okay. Oh my God, I have to get my mental blocks down and just liberate myself. Okay. 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 It was a lot. What do you enjoy besides Twilight? Like all kinds of stuff. I love rom-coms and stuff. Like more like cutesy, like lighthearted stuff is what I like more. Or at least like people that are nice to each other. These people are like the guys are kind of mean. So I don't like it. It's not even like cute at all. Which Hallmark movies, so it must have been really bad. Well, Hallmark movies are fun because they're just cheesy. They're different. Top three pieces of media of all time are all romances. Are you influencing my taste through some psychic magic? Yeah, probably. If anything, made the love triangle stronger. See? Ooh, you're right. You're right. But the whole point of a love triangle is like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, who's it gonna be? Who's gonna end up together? Are you team Edward or are you team Jacob? And then it's just like, team. Well, there's that. Their team. Yeah, she liberated herself. Yeah, it was something else. Even the chapter after the lake where it was just her talking to herself drove me crazy. I know. I hate hearing her talk to herself because she's just annoying. Snobby, mean, goth girls are totes not my type. What are you saying? Yeah. I know all about your type. Goth girlfriend, goth girlfriend. Okay. Okay, that guy's gotta be nice to she from now on. Yeah, exactly. Teamwork is the dream work, I guess. Team Renesmee. Renesmee. Freaking Renesmee. What a crazy baby. Feel called out that you remember that? Yeah. I remember stuff, you guys. I remember things. I don't forget. One of them isn't actually a romance, but it's so heavily implied that I ship the two anyways. They hug in one of the endings, and it's the only hug in the game, so yeah, I count that. Whoa, a hug? They're pretty much married. I agree. Pretty much married now. They're basically married with five kids. I need some water. Uh-oh, where do I have to sneeze? No, I need water. Maybe I have to sneeze too. It keeps coming and going away. My love story makes for a good palate cleanser. Yeah, it really does. My love story? Wonderful romance story. Kimi ni Nodoke? Wonderful romance story. Like, you know, likable characters, cute moments. That's what I like. Maybe I'm reading the wrong books. Maybe I'm not supposed to read grown-up books. Maybe I'm just supposed to read young adult books forever. Maybe that's my mistake. Maybe I should have just never upgraded to the big girl books. I mean, I feel like it's too soon to say that because this is my first one I ever read, but maybe that's it. Maybe. Me married with five kids, and I always said the characters in that book in Squee's favorite, what was it, movie? They're married with five kids. Nobody can remember my tricks of the trade. What? Alter egos. Be a young adult forever. Maybe. They have good books. Twilight, young adult book. I read quite a few young adult romances and stuff when I was younger, when I liked to read. They were all good. Don't know how to feel about that statement. Let's statement. Don't read old lady romance novels. Yeah. Well, I didn't think they were for old ladies. I thought they were just for like grown-ups. Because they're kind of inappropriate sometimes. But I didn't think that would affect the whole plot. I'm sure there are ones with good stories out there. I just have to find them. There are good young adult books out there. Most of the books I read have been young adult books. Good boomer books. What's a boomer book? They're making another. Oh yeah, they are making another Hunger Games movie. And you know, it made me want to go back and. I don't think I ever watched all of them. I don't think I watched the most recent one, or maybe the one before it. What? Wait, when? What? Oh, the Hunger Games? I don't know. I saw a commercial. Haven't read much in that genre, just light novels and manga. I used to read a lot of manga. I was limited in what I could read though, because I had to. If I got one, I don't remember how they're rated, but my mom had to look through them to make sure there was nothing bad in it. And a lot of the time, I would get my manga taken away because there was like a naked panel in it or something inappropriate in it. Yeah. But I got to read some good ones. My favorites were Yotsuba and Kitchen Princess. More evidence, though. Take a long time to explain why there's actually a couple. You love Hunger Games? I never finished it, but it's all over TikTok, and it's making me want to like watch it again or something, or maybe try to read it. I don't know. I don't think I could read it because I've seen the movies though, and you know how that is for me. Maybe I'll just finish watching the movies before the new one comes out. When the series you never really got into. I liked it, but I wasn't like obsessed with it. But I did like it. I saw the movies in theaters and stuff. Indiana Jones is getting a fifth movie. What? I didn't know they still made those. Another quintupless anime. Whoa. I never watched any of those. Your mom did the same? Really? Yeah, I wasn't allowed to read whatever I wanted. Grew up on Harry Potter and Narnia. I loved Narnia! Finished the first Twilight book. Then you were like memes. Just watched all the Hunger Games movies yesterday. Really? Nice. I don't think I've seen the most recent one. But I did remember liking them. One book I actually went out of my way to read was Shipbreaker. I never heard of that one. Last book I read, A Monster's Manual of Ravenloft. Never heard of that one either. Hold on one second. Idle meeting break. BRB. I'm back. I'm back. Thank you for the blue wave. It feels weird getting a blue wave if not on the stream. Thank you. Thank you very much. I can breathe. Supers got more expensive, did they? They changed that stuff? Hi. Everything got more expensive. Yeah. For some countries. Weird. I didn't know they changed that. Gonna freaking see freak. No! I'm here. I can see it and hear it. And now you're going to jail. Should you do the blue wave head spin? My head's on a pillow, so it's kind of hard. In bed. Bedtime blue wave. But yeah, I don't know. I remember watching, like, what books did I like? Yeah, I think I read the first Hunger Games, but I didn't read all of them because it was one of those things where I read it. Actually, I remember I like rushed to read it before the movie came out because I heard it was really good. And so I rushed it. I remember finishing the book like right before I had to leave for the movies. But then after that, I couldn't read the second one because I'd already seen the first movie. And so I couldn't imagine the characters anymore and it ruined it for me. So I never read the first one. But I liked the movies. And I was obsessed with that Taylor Swift song in it. Just close your eyes, the sun is going down. That one? I was obsessed with it. I listened to it on a loop for like weeks. I thought it was so good. Go to jail, do not pass go, do not collect $200. Straight to jail. Always send me to jail if you catch me. The police are on their way. Never read a single one. They're good. At least the first one was good. And I liked the movies that I saw. I was big into Harry Potter when I was younger. I even read the first two Twilight books back then too because I was curious. Yeah! I never read Harry Potter. I tried reading the first Harry Potter, but again, I had seen all the movies, so I just couldn't do it. I was also really little when I watched it, and I was really, really, really scared of Voldemort. I was terrified. I wouldn't be able to tell you the plot of everything. I was younger. I remember reading Hunger Games. The first two books I was really into, but the third killed my interest. Oh, really? Is that the one, because that's, they're all morphed together. Is that the one where they're, like, out and they're just, like, living in the, like, elite place or something? Because I see how that could maybe be not as exciting to read. What are we talking about? We're talking about old books. I guess not old books, but, like, nostalgia books. Like Hunger Games and Harry Potter. Last book I read was Wuthering Heights. Because my English teacher suggested it to me senior year of high school. You know, I thought about reading that, I think, because I want to say that Bella from Twilight liked it, but I never read it, and you know what, I bet Bella likes boring stuff also, but hey, maybe it was good, I don't know. I think I just remember it being mentioned in Twilight. I haven't read a single book since 12th grade. Yeah, that's when I stopped reading too. It was after high school. Well, I stopped reading for fun before that, even. Because I just had so many books to read for school. Like Harry Potter. Yeah. You get that PC sit fixed so you can go to Hogwarts. You know what? And you know what? I wanted to order my new CPU today. So that I'd be there when I get home. But, I thought I was getting paid today. But since it's a weekend, I don't get paid till Monday. So we won't have a CPU right when I get home. It'll be like a day or two after I get home is when we'll get it. people with no nose, like Voldemort, are scary. Yeah. She must not be named. Pretty straightforward, but the movies have a lot. Did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire? Dumbledore said calmly. Been a month since the last Hogwarts stream. No, I miss it. I like that game. Jurassic Park. There's a book? I didn't know there was a book. I only ever seen a movie. Been a while, but I think the first two were the ones where they were actually in the Battle Royale arena. And the third, they were not. Okay, I see, I see. Yeah, that makes sense why that would get boring then. Hunger Games is Death Game book. For the record, Battle Royale is better. Huh? Oh, what? Reading for fun was that. I'm trying to remember. I used to do it all the time. I read so much as a kid. Like, multiple books. Like, I remember doing, like, a special, like, challenge every summer to, like, read so many books. And then school was like, hey, you like reading, kid? Let's kill that by making you read textbooks and books that you hate. And you're gonna have to read so much every single night that you won't even have time to read for fun. And then I stopped liking reading. Because what am I going to do? Finish my homework after reading for like hours and hours and then read more? No. So I'm trying to start reading again because I used to like it so much. And I think I could really, really like it again. That's so. Maybe. What? Certain game series have almost all the lore. You have to read 10 books to catch all of it? Absolutely not. I would never. I'll be back next week. Yeah, I'm getting in like later tomorrow, I think. So we'll have a stream on Monday. We'll probably do one during the day because I have the day off. And I want to stream as soon as possible. We'll probably have a during the day stream, most likely. Battle Royale is a great read. Huh, never heard of it. If you want good, weird, spicy, the Anne Rice Vampire series. Oh, never heard of it. That's my, mom's read it. If it's vampires, she's like likely read it. School's like, here's all the most boring books we could. Oh my gosh, seriously. What's his face? John Steinbeck. I had read so freaking much John Steinbeck and I hated it. Every single one of his books. I hated it. I hated it. I'd read so many of them. They were all terrible. You never read for fun, yeah. Gotta draw faster. Really liking listening to audiobooks, though. Started another one after I finished vlog. Yeah! It's nice to do, especially if you can't find time to, like, sit down and read. We can do it while I'm doing other things. Rest up when you get home, kick the sickness in the butt. Yeah. I'm feeling better than I was yesterday, but I still would like to not be sick anymore. Interview with a Vampire? Oh, no, I've heard of that. My mom talked about it. Doesn't that have... Isn't that the vampire movie with Brad Pitt in it? If it's vampires and Brad Pitt, then she's definitely watched it, because she loves both of those things. Have some college books to get off my hands. Use them for one class, and I'm dropping that track, so I can't use them anymore. You can speak Shakespearean. Oh my gosh, I hated reading Shakespeare, too! I didn't like it at all. And Tom Cruise. Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I know my mom's watched it. She's watched pretty much all the vampire stuff. I think she got into Twilight, and then after she finished it all, she's like, there must be more cool vampire books. I need more. Like, you know when you watch something and you're like so desperately trying to find something else that's like it because you can't experience the other thing for the first time again, and you're just like constantly Googling shows like this, movies like this, video games like this. And then you're in a spiral just trying to find something that's as good as the first one. I did that with a couple games. stumbled upon the audiobook for Halloween 2. Oh! I haven't really done a horror book. Well, kind of. It was more like a biography, though. Doesn't really count. Even Underworld? I don't know. I'd have to ask her. You're sure your mom isn't a vampire and all that I know of? Sorry, that was gross. My nose is sniffly. I'm sorry! It's disgusting. Underworld was based on a D&D game played by the actors and showrunners. Ooh, cool. I vividly remember my ninth grade English class showing us the Leonardo DiCaprio remake. Oh my gosh, my mom loves that one. She made me watch it too. My mom loves that movie. I've seen it a couple times, actually. I need tissue again. Hold on. Vampires versus werewolves, pew pew. If it's vampires versus werewolves, why do they need guns? That one was good. Yeah. I remember it being alright. Although I always hate Romeo and Juliet because I am a little gal that likes happy endings. And spoiler alert, Romeo and Juliet does not have a happy ending. I guess that's why I hate Shakespeare. They're always sad. What a bummer. Ew. My body is so gross right now. I'm just like gurgling and sniffing and snotting. I'm gross. Disgusting. Been a while since I've seen the first one, Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah, it's cool. You donut. They don't need guns. They're vampires and werewolves. Don't laugh at my bodily sounds. I can't help it. I'm sick. I can't help it. Have you seen 10 Things I Hate About You? Yes. Although I think I fell asleep. But I saw the beginning and the end of it, so. Did you watch the movies? They do need guns. I didn't watch the movies, but it sounds like if they're vampires and werewolves and they still need guns, then they're probably not that cool. You have superpowers. Don't use guns. That's boring. What about stories that have a happy ending but are thoroughly depressing from the second they start till right before the ending? That's fine. I love a good cry, but I'd like to end on a good note. I'm gonna watch a movie on the flight tomorrow. Yeah, I should probably pick one out. I should probably pick one. I started watching Tall Girl on the way here, but it was really boring. I didn't like it at all. I'm gonna find something else to watch. I am 90% smart. I'm a little blob right now. They are super cool, how dare you? Okay, well, I guess I can't say until I watch it. Van Helsing was good, though. With vampires and werewolves and guns. Okay, but if it's a vampire hunter with a gun, then sure, that makes sense. But if it's a vampire using a gun or a werewolf using a gun, that sounds silly to me. Just a boomer. Did I take a plushie with me? Uh-huh. I always do. Got my plushie with me. You're at a month then. Fantastic writing with really deep themes. I started that game, and then I messed up, and I got stuck, and then I stopped playing it. I didn't progress very far because I thought I was following the main missions, but I guess I was just doing a bunch of side missions. And then I was like, man, I've been playing this for a really long time. I'm getting a little like bored. And then I was like, oh, my progress is like 5%. Cool. I'm tapping out. I do not have a Sasuke plushie. I do not. You know, widen your horizons on how crazy the world of fiction is? Yeah, probably. Vampires with guns sounds terrible and awesome at the same time. I get a vampire hunter with a gun, but not a vampire. That's not their coolest weapon. Why not? Why not what? Buy one, who cares why I do it now? A Sasuke plushie? I don't want one. I don't even like Sasuke anymore. I don't even like Sasuke anymore. He sucks. He was a little snot-nosed kid. You keep playing past the credits as well. Yeah, my brother played them. And don't you like play it and then you start it over and play it again and like a billion times then you get the true ending or something? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not into games like that. It's too. I get sick of it. We all watch aliens that can blow up planets after shouting their fighting moves. But yeah, draw the line, advance with guns. Aliens that can blow up planets by shouting their fighting moves? Who? Toby? Who? Get a Miles per hour plushie? That would be cute, actually. I used to have a shadow plushie. Snot-nosed kid sounds perfect. I'm snotty right now. I'm the snot. Hope you had the partner plush before you left. Yeah! I'm tearing up my room. My house is just destroyed. Oh, you're talking about Dragon Ball? Yeah. Okay, but that's like their things. Their superpowers. They're using their superpowers. If they pulled out a freaking handgun in Dragon Ball Z, I'd be like, this sucks. Why are you using that when you have superpowers? My two boomers should have made a Naruto. No, I watched Dragon Ball Z. I haven't in a long time, but I watched it a lot when I was little. My brothers liked it. Speaking of Miles, did you actually know? I didn't until Nami told us. I had no idea. They never call him Miles in the games. Night, things are coming. Glamrock Freddy plush gummies. Like, I forgot to order him. I never ordered it. Can I still order one? I have to wait until Monday. Can I still order one though? Kame. Takes forever to power up and just gets shot. Yeah, well, they're powering up like just get domed. Clearly, she doesn't know about the most OP character in Dragon Ball, a farmer with a shotgun. Even in Twilight, I don't know why I can't move on from this. Werewolves 100% overpower vamps, so kind. You think werewolves are just inherently stronger than vampires? All the time? You think so? I don't know. I don't know. How about that? Have you played Sonic Adventure? Sonic Adventure 2! I played Sonic Adventure 2, that was like my favorite Sonic game. I do not remember him being called Miles, though. It's been a while, but I don't remember him doing that. The werewolves also have guns, but why? I might as well be watching a movie about humans if they're all just fighting with guns. Still available but limited. I'll order it on Monday. Guys, don't let me forget to order Glamrock Freddy on Monday. Wait, what if it closes for Monday? Well, I hope. I don't think. Knock on wood. I hope not. Physically, yes, unless you're Dracula. But I feel like it depends on, like, what type of vampire and what type of werewolf. Like, in Twilight, they're different than regular ones. Werewolves are bestial. What is a beast? Yeah, they are. Vampires suck. Of course, werewolves are stronger. God, okay, I'm taking a nap now. Good night. Honk. Me, 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 me. 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 In Helsing, only a werewolf can kill Dracula. Whoa, really? My bear's just getting eepy. I'm a little eepy. But I don't. No, I'm not. I'm not even eepy. I'm just. We're under the blanket. Because that's where you go. I'm not even eepy. I can't be eepy yet because. Let's see. I have to wake up in 6 hours, but that's still a lot of sleepy time. And I don't want to get that much sleepy time, or I will not fall asleep on the airplane. No sleeping ASMR. What if I Beybladed? What if I recite my social security number in my sleep? Sleep time bed sounds comfy. This is a comfy bed. It's comfier than mine. Not happy, just need to rest my eyes. I can't let myself do that or I might fall asleep. 6 is the minimum amount of decent sleep. No, but I don't want to sleep through the whole night because then I won't be able to fall asleep on the airplane. I just want enough sleep to, like, maybe feel a little better in the morning and not sick anymore. If you're under the covers, EP will sneak up on you. No. Not if I sneak up on EP first. She's gonna recite her exact location in her sleep. I'll be honest, I don't even know where I am. I'm not that self-aware. Good thing Raina knows where I am so she can pick me up. Silly maid. Not this conversation again. What? Gotta be just the right amount of sleepy, yeah. I still want to be eepy when I wake up. Try to min-max sleep to feel better, but not so much you're awake for the flight. Exactly! You've been kidnapped to take it to a random house. Yeah. I have to sleep on an airplane. Yeah. In the middle of nowhere. Can just leave a message for Nami to shake you awake. When she wakes up, she's an early riser, so you won't get too much eep hours. Yeah. I set alarms on my phone, so so I will wake up in time. Don't want me to body slam you awake. I'm sure Nami's asleep already. Everyone was really tired today. We almost fell asleep on the car ride. But then I just got awake. What? Got awake. Felt. I felt not sleepy anymore. Once it was time to go to bed, they blindfold you and drive you to around the block a few times. If you want, you can tell Mommy to toss you in the bathtub full of cold water. No! Hope you're disturbing her now. I'm not. I fell awake. Yes, I fell awake after we ate s'mores. I fell awake. And I need to stay fell awake. Bed now. Why? Why? Or what? What are you gonna do about it? Probably sugar rush. Maybe it was a sugar rush. You're probably right. I had s'mores before bed. S'mores will make you eepy easy. Sounds good. It was good. I haven't had one in a long time. You being cute doesn't faze me at all. Whatever. No, I'm not. So can't believe Nana almost burned down the house. That croissant was so charred. Go rest, get rid of that ick in your body. I know. I should chuck some water over bed too. That always helps for some reason. Time to drink a whole can of Monster. Yeah. Did Nana really do that? Yeah. Well, she put a croissant in the oven and she set it to broil because she just wanted to toast it up. But then we were chatting and she got distracted and forgot to check it for a couple minutes. And then she opens the oven and she goes, "Fire! There's a fire!" And I was around the corner, so I didn't see the fire. And I assumed it was just like a little spark or something at the bottom of the oven because she was so calm about it. And then they had to take it out and throw it outside. And the fire alarm went off. Pyromancer technique. Wonder breakfast, well done, yeah. You're gonna stay awake or crash really hard. Lose to drink Monster. Yeah, you're right. Typical chatty girls. Shouldn't be able to cook for herself. She's actually a really good cook. Which was, I feel like of all people to do it, it was really surprising that she did. She's actually a really good cook. Blowing croissant hurts your soul. Not the croissant. Should take a bite. You can imagine that. OMG, there's a fire. And I said calmly, there's a fire in there, guys. Yeah. It was funny. But then we all got a nice croissant for dinner. Because Mommy made us sandwiches. Croissant. She got distracted, yeah. Yeah. We were talking too much. Okay, I'm just gonna say it. I'm a little bitty. Just a little bit. Croissant BLT, yeah. How was the milkshake? It was really good. Was really good. She burned food this time. She did. Mommy seems like the party leader. She guides us sometimes. Everyone's really sweet. Thought that was a croissant. It was a croissant. TikTok will keep you up a bit more, no? Maybe a little bit. Sometimes I do fall asleep while watching TikTok, though. Nice try there, heartbeat girl. Feel like a yawn, no? No? I'm not looking at the screen because if I don't read the word, then I won't do it. What spooked you? Not me, Master Chef. Yeah. Falling asleep watching TikTok and waking up at 50% battery. Well, sometimes I like hold my hand up, like not on my bed. Sometimes, so I'll lay down on my side when I watch TikTok in bed. And I'll hold my hand up to like put it in front of my face. And then I'll like nod off in the middle of a video and drop my phone. And once I do that, then I know it's time to put down my phone and try to close my eyes. Lovecraft TikToks, yeah. What word? TikTok? No, yawning. Still happen. I'm keeping up with my theme park. I haven't checked it in like a week. It's pretty much maxed out, so now it's not fun anymore. It's not fun anymore because I already built it all. Disconnected me and I thought I was hearing your heartbeat. It was your own. I was like, oh, I hope you didn't hear my heartbeat from here. My phone is in front of my face. You self-slap yourself with your phone to tell if you fall asleep. Well, I don't always, no, I'm on my side, so it doesn't always fall on my face. Sometimes it'll just fall on the bed or like slip out of my hand. But yeah, then I'm like, oh, I must be really tired. Time to close my eyeballs. You know? Croissant. 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 It's an addiction, no? How big was the spider? Oh my gosh, it was like as big as my hand. It was huge. And I saw it. Me, I saw it. Because we were sitting outside, and it was like in front of me, but behind Nana, because she was on the other side. And I was like, Nana. Nami was inside. She was making our sandwiches. I said, Nana, is that a big spider? Because my eyes aren't very good and I couldn't really tell because it was kind of dark. And she said, I think so. And at the same time, me and Nana go, Nami! And then Nami comes out and we're like, spider, Nami, please. And she's like, oh. I was like, is that a spider? Because it looked kind of weird. It was far away. And she was like, well, let's check. And she was like, yep, that's 8 legs. That's a spider. And then she went and got a cup and she caught him. And then I said, please take him so far away from me. And she's okay. And then she walked far, far away and let him loose outside. No, she didn't kill it. She doesn't really kill bugs. She like lets them go outside. Because the croissants. Because your hand is pretty small. No! Even for a small hand, a hand-sized spider is big. Even if it was like a baby hand, that's still a big spider. Whatever. If you don't acknowledge it, it doesn't exist. That's not true at all. Mommy, now we're coming to scare me with monsters. Could I throw it in the fire pit? No, that's mean. I don't like spiders, but I don't like torturing them either. You're gonna kill it, just like, do it fast. Don't throw it in the freaking fire. That's crazy. No, she didn't pick it up. She caught it in a cup. A cup and a napkin. It was nice of her. She evicts them, yeah. She's the bug mover. You would totally squash it on sight. I feel bad squishing bugs outside, though. Like, they live there. I don't squish bugs often. If there's no one to get a spider for me, though, then I will have to kill it myself. It depends, though. If it's... Okay. If it's small enough, and if I can reach it, I'll kill it myself. If it's not, then I'll just leave the room and cry. Throw half my room at it. That's how you lose them, though. I see a spider. It immediately gets the chunk. So lucky you have an adult with you. You'd be screwed without mommy. Honestly, yeah. A lighter? No! That's crazy! Isn't that a sign of, like, a future serial killer? Is if they like torturing things? Like bugs and animals? You guys better chill out with those lighters and throwing bugs in the fire. Oh my gosh. One time, we put a piece of wood in the fire pit. This was years and years ago. My brother put the piece of wood in, into the fire. And then I saw a little potato bug on it and was running around. And there was fire all around it. And I was so scared. I scooped him off with a stick. I felt so sad watching him panic. Either throw him back outside or throw them in the sink or something. Swat it with a broom and home run it out. Is that a natural thing? That's what I heard, but who knows? I'm pretty sure that's a thing. Yep, usually though my grandma did torture bugs as a kid, says a lot. Oh gosh, oh no. It's not torturing, it's ending it right away. Throwing it in a fire? That's not really the fastest way, right? That sounds like not a very nice way to get rid of it. That's unfortunate. What does that mean? Do you torture bugs? It was almost a ritual sacrifice. Yeah. And I like potato bugs. I think they're cute. I don't want to see a sad little potato bug. Is having trouble sleeping? Hi! Me too. That's why bug types are weak to fire. No, it's still mean. It's still mean. Yeah, potato bugs. Well, they're called lots of stuff. Potato bugs, roly polies. What else are they called? They're the little ones that roll up into a ball. The little gray ones. If it's small enough, I'll just catch them in my hands. If it's slightly bigger or venomous, I'll get the plastic. I cannot believe there's not venomous bugs around. That's crazy. I would never rest at the thought of a venomous spider in my house. I would never know peace. I'll pick up a bug with my hands if it's like a bug I like a beetle or a moth or a worm or something. I am sick, yeah. Most bugs I wouldn't kill, usually spiders. I try not to kill them at all, but if I'm in a pinch, I will do it. You call Roly Polies potato bugs? You never heard it? I've called them both, but I don't know. I think I used to call them Roly Polies. And then my middle school friends called them potato bugs, and I thought that sounded more adult. And like, I want to be a grown up, and Roly Polies is so childish, so I started calling them potato bugs. I switched. They're not very good looking bugs. Potato bugs? They're cute! I like them! Aren't millipedes all kinds of poisonous? Probably. I don't know. I think I hate millipedes and centipedes. Black widows? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. One bug most people should stay away from is praying mantis. Okay, I think they're cute though, but I did hear they're like really tough. So. But I like them. You call them potato bugs too? I'm so glad there aren't many venomous bugs or snakes around me, yeah. I like snakes, but like anything venomous would make me nervous. I at least like snakes though. Real men call them Roly Polies. It's a cuter name. Maybe I should switch back to calling them Roly Polies. The most mature word, potato. Roly Poly is just Norwegian for potato? No way. You're full of it. Wait, what am I talking about? I don't know. You like snakes? Yeah, I like snakes. I wanted a snake really bad when I was younger, but my mom said no. Yeah, it's only like certain bugs I'm afraid of. I'm not really scared of any animals. It's not really an animal that I'm like, ugh. I like reptiles and sharks and stuff. It's just spiders. It's the creepy crawlies that get to me. Bug Wars, two bugs go in, only one comes out. The Bug Hunger Games. I like Fluffy, I'll stick with Fluffy. Like a full bear in my house, yeah. Sounds safe. I fought a praying mantis back at my job, and it flew away and got attacked by a bird. Oh no! That's terrible. Roly Poly mostly reminds me of the kid show, Roly Poly Oly! I love Roly Poly Oly. Shorks. I like shorks. You guys, Shork Week is coming. In June, right? Is it June or July? Shork Week's coming up. I feel like we just had Shark Week. Feels like that was recent. I've only seen a few snakes before. You don't touch those, though. It's a great way to end up dying in the ER. Well, yeah, I wouldn't want to touch a super poisonous snake. And I don't know how to tell the difference. I know there's, like, a trick, but I don't know how it works. But I like snakes, like, in general. Like, I wouldn't see a snake and be like, oh my god! Unless I was worried it was poisonous. Maneater Part 2. That was a fun game. Sharknado 2. My phone. Buy me a tissue. Someone catch and release a mouse. Oh, I saw a video like that too. It was really sad. More Sharknado. We'll just watch one every year. You tell me, shark expert. I have to look it up. It is the biggest week of the year. We could watch Sharknado too. We could. See the vid where the diver avoided an attack by flipping. Marshmallows. Yeah. Came across two snakes when I was traveling in a park. Remembered his fangs at me, telling me to F off when I was trying to find paths to make. Second one was swimming by. A swimming snake. Crazy. Gotta watch Jaws. That's a good one, too. Five-headed shark attack? What? Can't wait to see how much BS will come out of Sharknado 2 after this dude survived being eaten, then chainsawing his way out. That was crazy. That was crazy. Need more shark facts. That was so much fun. I love sharks. Killed Hawaiian shirt man. That was so sad. That was so sad. Poor Hawaiian shirt man. Looking forward to the second shark facts class. That was so much fun. We gotta do more fact streams. Animal facts and stuff. Yeah, we did a shark facts. I did a shark fact stream because I like sharks and I talked about all my favorite sharks. My favorite types of sharks. It was fun. Should do more. Five-headed Shark Attack is a movie about a five-headed shark. No way. I thought it was going to be a three-headed shark, most likely. No way. You didn't know if she is a shark? I am a shark. I totally am. You ever think about how, like, okay, it sounds really stupid. Okay, you guys are gonna laugh at me. But like, okay. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm having an object permanence right now. But like, sometimes I'll just be sitting here and I'm just like laying in bed and I'm like, whoa. There are like actual sharks in the ocean like swimming around right now, and they're real and they're swimming around and they're huge. Right now. I'm like, whoa. That's crazy. There's a seven-headed too. What? Do it. Black to free sharks are my favorite now. They're so cute. I love them. See, I knew you guys would laugh at me. Don't you guys just, like, forget, like, forget. I mean, not that you forget they exist, but, like, when you really think about it, you're like, that's so cool. Like, these things are real. They're real and they're actually alive and out there right now and living and eating things. This shark doesn't know I exist and I love it, yeah. Sharks out there right now! Right now! In the ocean, it's probably all dark in the ocean right now and they're swimming around. In the dark ocean. Crazy. You think about it sometimes too? What you put in our sandwiches? Nothing. I don't know. Sometimes, like, you see things on, like, the internet or on TV all the time and you forget, like, whoa, they're, like, real. They're real. Sounds like high thoughts. Maybe I'm getting a fever. Maybe I'm sicker than I thought. You're scared now? Because of sharks? No, 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 no. You touched one, cool. Animals basically have superpowers. I know, it's crazy. Tell Nami not all mushrooms she finds in the forest floor. I don't know. We did not. What's next? You gotta ask what color is a mirror? Do not ask me that. I have no idea. It's not a color. I stop. Okay, I'm not even gonna think about it. You think a shark is thinking about us right now? I don't know. I don't think any sharks know I exist. Except for the ones I've seen, like, at aquariums. Oh, that makes me sad. Like, there's not a single, like, great white shark that knows I exist. Oh, that makes me sad. I love them. I love them so much, and they'll never know. Santa Claus is real, too. Yeah. Real late night thoughts. Been watching some nature videos, and some of them make me think about stuff like that. Yeah, like they're real. All the animals you've seen on TV, real. Real and alive and out there. Unless they've gone extinct. RIP. Imagine a shark thinking about people who flip them off. Why would you flip off a shark? It's so mean. I'm not gonna think about color of mirrors because I don't know. I'm not gonna cry about it. I'm just a little bummed. I need to lay eyes on a great white shark so that they know I'm real. I'm not trying to go swimming with them though, but maybe if I like I'm on a boat and our eyes meet. And then I'll be like, because you know, like once you see something, it's like in your brain forever. And then he'll know. Feel like shark, no. You love it, it'll remember. Yeah, hug every shark you see. Hope so, because Nat Geo has been killing the CGI game. What? If they weren't, you'll suffer as I have, my stupid. Actually, stayed up wondering what color a mirror was. Bummed about what sharks? Because the sharks don't know I exist. Not a single one. Not a single. Okay, great white specifically. There are other sharks that know I exist that I've seen at aquariums. Give me an art idea. Be ready to get sharked. Can go swimming in those shark cages. You know what? I would think about it. I'd prefer to do it in more of like a what's it called? I'd be less nervous to do it in a more like controlled environment rather than the open ocean. I did watch 47 meters down, so I would definitely be like peeing my pants. She could. There are friendly sharks to swim with and alive, but I can't swim, so I didn't get in the water. Oh, that would be so cool! I wanna go. I bet sharks think about how humans are just up there on land sometimes. Probably there's a shark thinking the same thing right now, probably. And he's like, I just want them to know that I'm real. Imagine only a shark. No one else is weird. Refried beans. Who fried them the first time? You're in the ocean, you can pee yourself all you want. But when the sharks like leave, I feel like they'd get grossed out. Ew, sorry, that was gross. I'm gonna blow my nose. That sounded disgusting. Okay, shark out there singing part of your world. Part of that world. Don't need to be in the ocean for that. To pee yourself? I mean, try not to, though. Pee, I'm out, yeah. Because can't, like, you know, like sharks can smell blood from really far away. They could probably tell if you peed too. And they'd be like, ew. I don't want to be anywhere near that. Disgusting, do it again. No. There's a concept done in Owning a Shark, and you can thank American Dad for that. I haven't watched a lot of that show. I've seen a few episodes that were funny. Don't pee in the ocean. I mean, yeah, try not to. That's gross. Imagine not peeing ever. You'd probably explode. I don't want to swim in someone else's pee. Don't pee in the ocean too late. Can't exactly get a great white uncontrolled situation. I know you're right. I would have to go out in the ocean. I feel like I'd do it, but I'd be really scared at first. And I see, I wouldn't be scared because of the sharks, though. I'd just be scared of like of falling, the cage falling, like the movie. The sharks wouldn't be the scary part for me. Just want to pet a great white, don't deny. I mean, that'd be cool, but you're not supposed to do that. I think you're supposed to keep all your limbs inside the cage, probably, and I do not intend to break the rules. Anyone ever tried that? Maybe someone should get on that and see if it works. Being in front of a shark to repel it? I don't know. It probably doesn't work, because don't, like, isn't that a prey thing? That, like, they, like, pee. I don't know if fish do it, but they'll, like, pee if they're scared. So maybe they'll be like, yummy prey. And then bite me. Feeling sleepy, so headed out. Glad you're having fun with the girls. I'm gonna pray for you to get better soon. Good night. Thank you. Might take your hand with them, yeah. I think that would be very against the rules to stick my hand out and pet them. That was my first thought, but who knows, yeah. Not even sure the jellyfish sting pee solution works. Really? I don't know, I've never been stung by a jellyfish, but that's what I heard was that you pee on it. I thought. Don't know why it's supposed to work, but. Saw a video of a little great white that got stuck in the coast because it tried to catch a seagull. That's so sad. Did they help him? Was he okay? Poor little guy. Being honest, it's only a myth. Man, that would suck if he got peed on and then it didn't even help. Just pee on the jellyfish directly and erase the poison from the source. Perfect. Good idea. Oopsie. Vinegar is best for jellyfish stings. Oh, I didn't know that. Good to know. People save it. Save, oh, the shark? Good. Get stung and peed on, yeah. Yeah, what a day. What a day. He got stung and peed on. And you still feel like garbage. Be like, great, now I smell like pee and I'm in pain. Yeah. Time. Okay, maybe I'm really tired. I actually might fall asleep. I might fall asleep for real, for real. If I don't go to sleep. I feel like my brain started to drift away. I have to finish drawing. Ooh. Cool. No point fighting at you. Probably not. Okay. Shark's name of a shark species. Yeah, I'll try to sleep for a couple hours. Hopefully not be as gross and snotty in the morning. I don't want to be all gross on the airplane. But I'll see you guys, I think, before I leave, we're gonna at least pop on to say bye on Raina's stream. And then we'll have a stream on Monday. Okay? Okay. Okay, 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 okay. Thanks for hanging out with me during my yeepy time. I missed you guys a lot. I still do because we haven't streamed, but this was nice. I love you so much that I'm gonna explode and turn into a shark and swim around and then explode again. Like that much. Times a billion. I'll see you guys. I'll chat a little bit tomorrow and I'll see you on Monday, okay?